You can get all the knowledge in the world, but if your mindset, it's not aligned, there's no change. You won't take action.
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show, Minnesota edition. We are talking, we go deep, we go brief, and we let you move on with your day. And we're talking about change, right, Andressa? How to really set yourself up for success when it comes to change, internal, external, and everything in between.
Absolutely. And I think that nowadays with the economy, with everything that we are facing with real estate in our lives, change, it's something that we resist a lot. We want something different without changing our mindset and our behaviors. So that's what we're going to be tackling today. Before we dive into change, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Liz. So we are in the midst of a recession. What does that mean? Right? Mm-hmm. It means so many different things for different people. So many people are not even aware, and they're just living their lives as usual. And they're going to be putting up fires that they don't even know they could not predict, but behave differently. Right?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
What we are hearing right now inside our community is usually very, very common. I am not closing the same amount of deals that I had before. I'm not used to that. The numbers are not making sense in my backyard. And the list goes on and on. Inventory, it's not there.
And over leverage, right? Like people are over leveraged on their properties, big time.
Yeah. So what we are trying to do here, you know, when you're trying to play puzzle and you're trying to connect two pieces.
I hate puzzles, to be honest.
You know that sometimes you feel that the puzzle piece fits, but quite not. And you're like, please fit it. Yeah. I feel that many investors are doing that right now, are trying to play puzzle, but we know that the puzzle piece is not a good fit, but we're still trying to make a connection here and make it work, make the numbers work so I can buy my thin property because that is all my goals and so on and so forth. So we want different results when we don't want to change. We don't want to change our strategy. We don't want to change our market. We don't want to change our lender. We don't want to change the way that we have been doing. And that's not going to happen. So how to deal with change? We're going to share with you here three different approaches that you can take in order to just embrace it. So the first one is to reframe how you see change, your relationship to change. Many people think that change happens in cycles, right? Oh, the real estate market change. The real estate market has been changing, will always be changing. Change is the norm, not something that just happened right now. So observing that we change, our behavior change, right? Something that is very insulting to me is like, oh my gosh, you haven't changed anything. Wait, Liz, physically, right, Liz? I know that that's one of your goals to always.
Oh, you look great. You look like you're, I look like you 10 years ago. Great. I love you.
That is a good thing, right? But for somebody to come to me and say, wow, wait a minute, you have changed. That is such a compliment to me, because I want to evolve. I don't want to be the Andressa at 25 years old. I mean, she was cool, right? But her mindset is completely different than Andressa at 30 and Andressa at 40. I'm really happy with the mindset that I have right now and the change that I have made. I'm not becoming somebody else when I change. I become more of myself when I change.
Can I share a quick story? So every year on our anniversary, me and Matt, we watch our wedding video. So I get a chance to see Liz at 27 years old every year, right? Literally. And then we just celebrated our 18th year. So I've been watching the video for 18 years. And what's fascinating is I'm hearing things I'm saying, but more importantly, I see my facial expressions.
Huh. You can hear what you were saying?
I can't hear as much what I'm saying, but the video is more of my facial experience, my facial expressions when we're getting married. And when we're in the, you know, the reception, and I have changed, right? Because you can tell from just the way your face looks to someone like Matt, you know, and I know my face when my facial expressions, I've calmed, I've eased, I've kind of created this little bit of an essence. So it's neat to see yourself change. I was very proud to see myself change, even just your facial expressions, because you know what facial expressions mean. So just wanted to say that.
I want to see that.
It's a great next video time. With me with blonde hair, but that's another story.
Oh my God. I want to see it. I'll let you guys know my take on the dance. So the first one is to really reframe how you see change. The first thing is be ahead of the game, right? So how can we be proactive and not reactive to things, right? Podcasts, especially nowadays, access to information, it's available everywhere. This podcast is free. You can watch, you can see, you can listen to any other people, other investors who have gone through different things in their lives, and you can get their experience and resources for free, right? Attending conferences and getting different types of connections, and how to overcome the fear of change. Because you can get all the knowledge in the world, but if your mindset, it's not aligned, there's no change. You won't take action. So we are tackling the practical matters and also the mindset as well. So let me talk about the third thing right now. The third item is commitment to continue learning. Always be a student. It's just that.
What does that really mean to you though? Like, what does that really mean to be a student?
I am in a leadership position right now, right? And that can get very cocky to a lot of people. The ego can come to your head and say, well, the people that are leading, I know more about this than anybody else, and I don't need coaching and all that, right? I think that is a recipe for disaster. I want to be a student. I want to be a mentee. I am one. I want to be in the seat where I am being coached, that I am learning something new about myself, about the business, about relationships, about teams. I want to always continue investing in myself as a student, because, and not always thinking that I am the teacher or the professor and everybody else is the student. I think that in real estate, when you hit that plateau, they're like, I'm good here, and you're not evolving. I think that is really detrimental for the people around, right? And I also think, Liz, that change is not sustainable if you do it on your own. I really don't believe that. You can have a temporary change, but I don't believe it's sustainable. In order for change to really stick and become a behavior, a natural behavior, that's what you normally do, right? If I go for a walk, listen to a podcast, that's what I do. I don't know another way to do it, right? I believe that if you surround yourself with people who are playing the same level, that's when change really stick, because you are surrounding yourself with other people that want to change as well, that are seeking to learn, that are open for feedback, that are evolving. If your environment, it's not supportive that change will fade away as you go. That's why we created this community. So women who know what they want and they are going for it can find other people that they can rely on that are as strong as them.
I think there's also, just to share, there's also an element of fun in change. And I think having kind of playfulness versus like, oh my God, I have to go through this and it has to be hard or difficult or uncomfortable. And it could be fun and there's a growth opportunity and having some playfulness in it. It's all how we approach what we're up to. That matters. And that really does bring a different energy. And I think we need to be mindful of that, both on the practical side and the mindset side. You know, because when I feel stress about change, I bring that to it versus having some more, you know, playfulness around it or just some joy around it. Or where am I growing here? It's kind of fun, you know? That's important.
Especially during challenging times, right? When things happen in our business and we need to change. We need to change our process, the way that we run meetings, the way that we used to do things, all those things. And it can be very serious. I agree. It can be very serious.
Heavy.
But we can laugh about the worst case scenarios, right?
We love that.
We love worst case scenarios. We go very, very dark on our worst case scenarios. Get very crazy. If you hang out with us anywhere, ask us about it. We'll tell you. But don't take it things so seriously. You are evolving as you go, and you're gonna F up. You're gonna make mistakes, and that's part of the experience that is required for you to get where you want to be. So don't blame the universe. Oh my gosh, right? Just embrace it. Liz said something yesterday on the mastermind that I want to point it out to you. One of our tribe members was saying, "Wow, but you know, it keeps coming. It keeps coming. And when can I get a break of those challenges, right?" And Lisa said something to the fact that the universe will tell you, will whisper in your ear, "Hey, change this, adjust that," right? But if you don't listen to it, you will speak very loudly and you will be in a situation there like, "Whoa, when is that coming?" So if we look back, the universe was trying to communicate with you in different ways, but you didn't listen. So then it comes in a tsunami to get your attention. So I always say, declare out loud, "I got it." Don't need to bring anything bigger than this. I got it. So for all of you that are listening, I encourage you to play in the arena in our community. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion, so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.